I give you the praise. I hear your word. I see your plan unfolding for me. I also know my ears hear. My heart is perceiving. You're on my case. In Jesus' name I pray. I took advantage of all of you and anointed you with oil. What you don't know is this oil is called covenant oil. Covenant oil. It was a Christmas present, and the container stayed locked until yesterday. Yesterday, I wanted to make sure that there was a lady in my life who never got a bottle of oil, and she was jealous of her grandson because her grandson got a bottle of oil a few weeks back. So my wife says, "What are you doing with that odd container?" Because I had wrapped it up when she came downstairs, and it was on my desk, and it had all the colors of the rainbow of the paper, and I put a elastic and a little prayer card with it. And I had used quite a bit of it, but there was still a reasonable amount of the original oil in there. And so I gave it away. That was the one from last year, Christmas. So I added a little bit of olive oil, and I said, "Lord, now this is a gift for Lorraine for her birthday." So when she opened it up, she took make sure that all the rubber bands were gone, and she couldn't read it, but her granddaughter read it for her. And then she takes the bottle, and she puts it like this, and she's looking at me, and she said, "For me, right?" Meaning ownership, which was sweet. But then I had to prepare, because I always have oil with me, and the Lord said, "It's time to open up, because you remember, love never fails, and Valentines are for lovers." Well, the biggest Valentine is the one that Jesus gave us with an eternal covenant. And I don't know if you got the smell of it yet, but I put some on your wrist so you can smell. It's really, really sweet. So I want to give you a little bit about covenant. Everlasting covenant. Perhaps we should also point out that the Abrahamic covenant was an everlasting covenant between God and Abraham and his descendants. The covenant with Noah, which also was everlasting, was between God and Noah and all of his descendants. That is everyone who has lived since the flood. Many people erroneously think that God's covenant started with Moses, but Moses came about 500 years after Abraham. As Christians, we know that the law of Moses has passed away. The Old Testament was replaced by a New Testament. But the Abrahamic covenant stood before or long before Moses and stands long after Moses also. The passage that refers to the passing away of the law do not refer to God's covenant with Abraham. It is an everlasting covenant, and it applies to me. Say it with me. The covenant, with Abraham, is everlasting, and it applies to me. Galatians 3:29. "And if ye be in Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed." Not the seed of Moses now, got it? "You're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." The final portion of the continuous revelation of the Abrahamic covenant follows. Genesis 17, verses 10 through 13. This is the covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man's child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man's child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must need be circumcised and be covenant, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Say it with me. It's for an everlasting covenant. You know, sometimes we think money has nothing to do with us, but it has. And if you'll notice, if someone in the household bought a child or a slave, and they were going to be within the household, they needed to be what?
Circumcised.
Meaning the cutting away of the flesh. Circumcision of the flesh. To the Jewish male, separating and dividing the foreskin of the flesh produces circumcisions, which Jews believe brings perfection. Did you hear that? They believe that this brings perfection. It makes the male a Bene Brit, or a son of the covenant. This is also spelled B-E-N-N-E, capital B-R-I-T-H, or Bene Brit. However, flesh circumcision is only a token of this covenant, not the real circumcision, which is the circumcision of the foreskin of the heart. Now, that might be a new term for you, but for those who have been in the house of prayer, this is not a new term. Circumcision of the heart is explained this way. This separation and division of the foreskin of the heart of a Christian during the circumcision of Christ will produce a perfect Christian that will make the Christian a Ben Elyon, a manifest son of the Most High God. Ben means son. El Elyon is the name and nature of the Most High God. Ben Elyon, it has a nice ring to it. So it makes it nice, huh? The Talmud, a collection of Hebrew doctrines, teaches that the Israelites in the wilderness entered the Abrahamic covenant by performance of these three rituals: circumcision of the flesh, bringing a sacrifice, and ritual baptism. All adopted male children and all male converts to Judaism are required to perform these three rituals. The Jews consider circumcision of the flesh to be the fulfillment of this covenant. Female Jews enter this covenant by a mikveh, a ritual baptism. Three Christian actions. The Christian's part in the Abrahamic covenant with our God involves doing the same three things: circumcision, bringing a sacrifice, and ritual baptism. However, there is a big difference. For the Christian, circumcision is not of the flesh. It is the circumcision of the heart. The sacrifice is not an animal, but as the Jews use, it is a sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. I repeat, the sacrifice is not of an animal, as the Jews use. It is the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you let that sink in, and you take that truth in, you see the intensity of what Papa God paid for through his Son to bring us into that next level. Baptism is not a Jewish mikvah immersion. It is the circumcision of Christ. The circumcision of Christ involves death, and it also includes resurrection life like a baptism. It is interesting to note that Jews connect the symbols of death and life with the Jewish mikvah, and Christians connect the same symbol with baptism during the circumcision of Christ. The connection was so strong that in the Middle Ages, if a Jewish baby boy was stolen from the family, he received Christian infant baptism. The child could not return to the Orthodox Jewish family. It was considered dead by the Jews. Take a deep breath right now. Say, Holy Spirit, make these truths now a part of me, because this is your word, and it needs to go deep. The circumcision of Christ is connected with baptism. Colossians 2, verse 11 and 12. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Colossians 2, 11 and 12. In whom ye also are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, the circumcision of the anointed, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the energy operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. I repeat, in whom ye also are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of the anointing. I'm using the word anointing instead of Christ because I know you kind of put that somewhere else. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the energy of God, who has raised him from the dead. Heart circumcision is established most powerfully in Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. Romans 2, 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, which means the letter of the law, which who prays is not of men, but of God. See, God looks at you and me, and he sees us circumcised by the Spirit. It is a higher level than cutting away some of the flesh. First the flesh, then comes the Spirit. So it's applicable to understand that what we really have lived under is mostly legalism and religion. Say ouch. See, we're trying to make ourselves holy, and God says, I've already made you holy if you would only start believing what I've done. Say, Holy Spirit, I really need to hear. I want to comprehend. The spirit of understanding is needed right now. And I need him to really get in there. And drill some holes in the old patterns. So that the new can come in. Our obvious and primary interest is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Our other interest is in Christians who will become manifest sons of God. So that's me and you becoming sons of God. These Christians must say yes to the Abrahamic covenant and circumcise the foreskin of their hearts by the circumcision of Christ, the anointing. They will put off their sin nature and put on a whole list of good things. They will never be the same. They are going to become perfect. Be ye perfect for Papa. How to live and not die. Did you know that the Old Testament connects circumcision with the heart with living? Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. You might put that one down. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Yeah. Try it on with me. Say Deuteronomy 30. Verse 6. And the Lord my God will circumcise my heart and the heart of my seed to love the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul that I may live. This scripture connects living, overcoming the last enemy, which is death, with circumcision of the heart. I know this is heavy, and I understand that your mind is probably giving you some difficulties right now. So would you do me a favor? Would you put your right hand over your head? Say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Come in deeper.
Come in deeper.
Let the fire come.
Let the fire come.
And burn out the old patterns.
Burn out the old patterns.
Let the new come in.
Let the new come in.
In Jesus' name, right now.
In Jesus' name, right now.
I thank you that that fire will burn out the old.
I thank you that the fire will burn out the old.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This scripture connects living, overcoming the last enemy, which is death, with circumcision of the heart. In other words, even the Old Testament specifically indicates that those people who successfully have the foreskin of their heart circumcised will live. That's intense. That they will love the Lord thy God with all their hearts, spirits, and mind and souls. Make a lot of sense, because they will have fit and first put off their sin nature. And then put on good characteristics until they are perfect. The fall of man, eating of the forbidden tree of the knowledge of good and evil, created the sin nature in Adam and Eve and caused them to be banished from Eden to prevent them from eating of the tree of life, the living forever. Hear me again. Preventing them from eating of the tree of life and living forever. Genesis 3, 22 through 24. That's Genesis 3, 22 through 24. It follows that in order for this mortal to put on immortality, the sin nature has first got to be destroyed. Last scripture. 1 Corinthians 15. 52 and 53. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, yeah. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. Church doesn't want to talk about this. They just skip over it. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. On a side note, Holy Spirit, years back, early 90s, sent me to Canada with a message. And then they threw me out. Because the scripture I brought to them was Romans 2:7. They needed to break their covenant with death and open themselves up to a new covenant with life. I ministered to over 2,000 people that night. They had a scheduled meeting for the next morning, and at 4 o'clock in the morning told me that I was no longer acceptable as their speaker. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 52 and 53. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Why am I saying this to you? I'm saying this to you because most Christians don't want to talk about the upcoming change. They only want to talk about how quickly I can get myself off of this planet, die as quickly as possible, and escape what's coming. Or rapture me out. You're not going to rapture until you're changed. You're not going anywhere until your heart is cleaned out. And it's not your job to do it. It's your job to submit. If I submit to him and allow him to clean me up, it's going to be what? A darn good job. If you and I do it from our natural understanding, what are we going to get? We're going to get the circumcision of the flesh like the men of old, and all they're doing is cutting something away. They want to belong, so they offer an animal for sacrifice, and that blood covers them for 1 year. When we look at Jesus and his sacrifice, it lasts for all of the generations. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. What for?
That whosoever shall believe in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Eternal, everlasting life. Amen. So when we have this agreement with him and we allow Holy Spirit, who was sent to clean us up, then all we need to do is say, okay, God, I'm in for this game. I want the whole thing. I want the whole package. But if you've got a covenant with death, okay, when I read Romans 2:7 in that crowd, like I told you, there's a couple thousand people, and I knew that we were going to have a war game. And so I told them that they needed to lift their hands and begin to pray in the Spirit. And then we sang in the Spirit, which The majority of these had never, ever tasted anything like that. And then you heard screams after screams after screams, because I said, now we break the anointing of death and we break our anointing of serving death in order to escape. That made the screams three times as loud. It brought the intercessors out into the aisles, and they began to pray for one another. And it took about 20 minutes, and then finally we were able to give the rest of the testimony. So that night, by faith, I don't know how many out of the couple thousand got delivered, but I know this. The byproduct was that I'm still connected with some of the people who had made a covenant with death because they wanted to commit suicide. And God changed them. So if you only get one, it's enough. Because that one can be multiplied to how many? You don't know. The numbers don't matter. And why am I saying this? I'm not advertising who I am. I'm advertising Jesus in me, the hope of glory. That's what I'm doing. Okay? Why was there such a rejection? Because they told me that this was not God. I didn't have the right Bible, number one. Well, I had a French Bible. That's the only one I had. I used what I got. But then they twisted to make sure. See, the religious folks all came in and they just couldn't handle. And the rest of the anointing came later on that day. Because we finished ministering around maybe 9:30 as far as testimony is concerned. And then we asked those who wanted prayer to come up, and that went till 4 a.m. From 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. without stopping. My brother Nicole were with me, so was a few others, and we don't go any further than that. I'm not advertising, I am saying. That message is not something people want to hear. Because death is their friend. Death is not your friend. Death is not an escape. Death is a demonic spirit. The last enemy to be conquered is? Oh, really? So you're going to have everlasting life, which is the covenant that made Abraham different? And he allowed himself to be changed. Not by the law, because it hadn't been introduced yet. It came 500 years later. Put your right hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
This is not my job.
This is your job.
I'm completely submitted. To let you do some house cleaning in there. That I can't do.
It is your spirit.
That's going to clean me up.
And all that old sin nature stuff.
Is going to be circumcised away. From my heart. And I submit. And I thank you for this finished work. That this covenant that we have received with the confirming oil will continue a work in us until death is no longer in activity. It will die away as perfection comes in piece by piece. So I'm putting on life. I'm putting on resurrection power. And he's doing a work. And I give him all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.